Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite.
And I'm Jacqueline.
How are you doing tonight, my dear? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. I'm doing great. Things are doing great. We're getting out of 2011. I've been waiting to get out of 2011 for at least 15 years. So we're on to 2012, which is going to be a much better year.
Yes, I thought it would be great tonight to take some callers. I know everybody's looking forward to the change. Everybody's been through a tremendous year, okay, with a lot of shifts, as you and I both know, from the kind of work that we do. And, of course, this episode is Power Planets for 2012, and I'm sure that people have been watching about 2012 and what this year is going to show us and what might happen at the end of it, because that media is everywhere.
Yes, everywhere.
And I'll tell you, it's very interesting, some of the things that I've been reading about it in many different genres, you know, whether it's the news in this country or other countries, and also about the, you know, incredible rising of nations throughout time that have pointed to this year, okay? And I find that very fascinating. There was a special on last night. Of course, my eyes were glued to it, so I knew we were going to have callers about that, too. And of course, I'm always very interested to see what they've uncovered in the archives of time. Because that's the one
Absolutely.
Thing I love about astrology. You know, it taps into time.
Yes.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, we have some callers.
It is.
So before we get too far involved in this conversation, I have one person that's been on hold here for about, no, two people that have been on hold for over 15 minutes waiting for us. So you want to take the caller? Are you ready?
Sure.
All right. Good evening.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, great. Happy holidays.
Hello.
Happy holidays to you as well.
What can we do for you tonight?
Sure, I'd like to see what the year has coming for me. My name is Frank, and I'm also in a legal issue.
Okay, Frank, when's your birthday?
May 14, 57.
And do you know what time you were born?
Yes, 11:56 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
Los Angeles.
Oh.
And where do you live now?
I live in Southern California in Ontario area.
I was born and raised in that area, so.
It's changing.
Oh yes, I can't. I went back last Christmas and for a family reunion, and it's changed tremendously since I was born there. So, so you were in Ontario for your birthday last year?
Yes.
Okay.
As far as the legal issue is concerned, this looks more like it's a process than an event.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been wrestling with this for a while, have you not?
Yes, over 3 years.
Yeah. Right around the time Pluto got close to entering Capricorn, I had a feeling. Now, did you get any news over the last couple of days?
The only news I received is a court date of January 3rd.
Okay. Let's look at that. And what time?
And let's see now. It was in the evening time. I also noticed my attorney filed some documents with the court on December 14th.
Yes, You know, I have to say this. I don't think this is the end, this court date that you're having on January 3rd. I don't think it's the end of this court, of this hearing.
Nope, neither do I.
Oh, that's fine. That's perfect.
Okay. My whole personal thing is on this thing of what I see and the lesson here to be learned is balance, negotiation and balance. Remember at what cost, okay, to fight this situation. Okay, and come to a reasonable balance with it is what I'm going to say with it. I think you're going to be going back and forth for a while longer with I think both Aphrodite and I see that there's no ending to it at this time anywhere in the near future.
That's fine. That's fine. I'll just keep going on.
The difficult thing that's happening, Frank, is that Mars, the planet of action and decision, normally it's in a sign for about 7 weeks, okay? It's usually in a sign for 7 weeks, moves on to the next sign. Mars in Virgo for a long period of time this year, what it's going to do is it's going to go retrograde before the end of January. And it's sitting right on top of Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance in your chart, okay, in the eighth house of resources. So I feel that at the close of this month, around the 24th of January, when it goes retrograde, many of the things that you've already presented are going to have to be reworked. And Mars didn't go direct until actually Friday the 13th in April. And then I think things can move forward and you can get appropriate judgment. But it's almost as if you're in this little waiting game. And it could run you even a little bit longer because you're going to want Mars to be forming some trines or some blessing lines to your Taurus sun in order to get the best benefit out of this. Okay, so we are looking a bit longer into the future than maybe you initially anticipated, but as Jacqueline pointed out, sometimes time is our friend, and sometimes when things take longer, you get a better judgment, because more things can be brought to light.
Absolutely. That was beautiful the way you said that. I agree 100% with what she said about this.
Wow. Great.
Well, we wish you a wonderful 2012.
Just have faith during this period of time and realize that nothing's at a permanent situation. Because it's very emotional for you, okay? And you just need to take a break from that emotion because nothing major is going to happen for a little while, okay? You got to look more towards May, June before it really empowers you and you really get the chance to get what you want out of it. So just kind of sit back. Sometimes doing nothing is the best thing, you know.
Oh, great. I'll keep on working and then try not to worry about it. But it's kind of
Don't get caught up in all the drama. You know, that's what I'm trying to say is that this is all, you know, legal stuff and back and forth and all this other stuff. But the truth and what is right is going to be able to come out a little later. So you have to wait sometimes for that to happen.
Okay, great, great. You made my year-end horoscope.
Well, bless you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
That was a nice, pleasant person to speak with.
Oh, yeah, that was great. You know, it's sometimes challenging when you have that, you know, that you're hands tied. There's nothing you can do until the time takes its course and passes through like that. So.
Exactly. Now we have someone else holding on. She's been holding on, or he's been holding on for about 23 minutes. Let's grab them so they don't have to wait too much longer to talk to us. Hello, you're on the air with Aphrodite and Jacqueline.
Hey, Aphrodite and Jacqueline, how's it going? Welcome to the new year.
Welcome to the new year indeed. So how are you doing on this New Year's Eve?
I'm pretty good. I'm just really excited about next year. Lots of changes going on. I got lots of stuff going on in my personal life and everything else. So looking forward to it.
Well, what's your name?
Great thing.
My name is Jade. I'm calling from Canada.
All right. And when is your birthday?
March 24th, 1964.
And what time were you born?
11:54 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
Medicine Hat, Alberta, Canada.
Gotcha.
And do you still live there now or right in that area?
No, I live in a different place.
Where do you live?
I live in Edmonton, Alberta.
Okay. You can't make a difference on the ascendant. That's why I'm asking you.
Okay.
As Edmonton, can you spell that for me?
Edmonton.
I got it. Great. Okay. See, in your birth chart, you had 1 degree of Sagittarius rising. And where you are now, you have 26 degrees of Scorpio rising, which is a very different energy as your natural vibration in that area. So that was good for me to check on that for you. And now, is there one specific question you'd like us to take a look at for you tonight?
Oh, relationship coming up for next year. It's my year. My Chinese astrological sign is a dragon, so it's my year.
Wow. Are you breathing fire yet?
Breathing fire.
Breathing fire. Well.
I can see why you would say that.
Yeah. I tell you what. Whew. You're ready tonight for the relationship, aren't you? I mean, the moon's
right
well,
on
you.
Pretty well.
This is beautiful. I love it. Your timing for the question is just perfect.
Yeah, I'll agree.
Isn't that pretty? Oh, my goodness. Well, what are you doing to stimulate relationships? You already have someone in your life, or are you looking for someone fresh and new?
I have a... See, the thing is that I have a friend who's, I think, dating, I think. But I wrote her a nice letter, and I just said this is how I felt. So I'm just going from there and see where it's going from there. That's for next year, so...
What's her birthday?
I don't know. That's why I'm wondering. But I'm thinking she's Sagittarius. I'm thinking, so.
Okay. Well, the way it looks here to me is that you could have opportunities that maybe you haven't considered coming up here in the interim.
Okay.
What do you think, Jack?
Sometimes we've got to move on and look at things differently is what I'm going to say, because I see some great opportunities for relationships in your life, and I think you're going in the right direction, and I think this year you're going to find something really awesome, but I don't necessarily know if it's this one. Okay, and so I know that's not what you want to hear. But you've got to understand that I think you're looking at her a little more unrealistically than realistically.
Okay.
When it comes to this, I think that you can really do. I've got to say, this is a time for love. But I find an old familiar thing from the past. The South Node is really affecting your seventh house, and I think that it's trying to either put this together or get rid of it for you. Do you understand it that way? To where your love life is opening up to where it really needs to be or where it really needs to go. Okay.
I think that what I'm getting from the South Node being in your seventh house is the focus shouldn't be on the relationship. The focus should be on you making life a grand adventure. You've kind of got to shake yourself up a little bit, I think, to find the kind of excitement and the kind of vibrant personality that would serve you long term. Okay? And Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, is transiting your fifth house of romance, recreation, sporting activities, the arts. I mean, you're in good shape here with Jupiter there. And it's in Taurus, which is a nice grounded energy, which is why I think, because you've already established a friendship with this particular person, that's why you're feeling that that's the direction that you want to go. But I think that if you are on an adventure, doing something the very first time, you could still meet someone who is very grounded, give you that feeling of, wow, this is good. I'm comfortable with this person. I want to look into it a little bit deeper. And a lot of times, again, when you're just being yourself, I mean, you're an Aries. You're the I am presence. You can be the ram or you can be the lamb. And you need someone that can understand that dichotomy in your character. And I think that your friendships probably, all your friends probably do understand that dichotomy and love you for it. So that's why it's a natural thing for you to assume that you could move into a good relationship with someone you've developed an attraction for. So I'm not faulting you for any of this. I can see it in your chart. I think it's time for you to kind of get out there a little bit more, have a little bit more adventure. Definitely keep in touch with this person, because obviously it's somebody that you already love in some way and care about, and that relationship may develop. Now, Uranus, of course, hasn't been in Aries in 84 years, and it's going to be connecting with your sun this year. And when it does, there usually is, you know, the lightning bolt, okay, which you're expecting because you're a dragon. So I feel that no matter what you start now or how you develop in relationships or what you do, I feel that when Uranus passes close to your sun, you will have a surprising encounter with someone that will make you feel more you than you've ever felt before. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Well, we're glad you called in tonight.
Well, yeah, thank you very much.
I'd ride the train and blow the whistle if I were you.
Absolutely. This year is your year. If you learn one thing, be yourself, be true, stay true to your values and what is truly you and makes you happy. And I think that's one of the reasons why this has been brought to a highlight at this point in time, is because you're going. This year, things are changing, and you're going in a direction that benefits you a great deal. Go with the ride.
Yeah, I will. I will. It's going to be a great, great time. So.
Happy New Year to you.
It's going to be a really good year.
Pardon me?
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you both of you, too. Thank you much.
All
right. Thank
you.
Good
night
now.
Yep.
Bye. Wow. That was pretty interesting, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Well, we can't always tell people what they'd like to hear, although I could see the way his logic was working, and I could see that, you know, he's on the right track here, but he's just got to consider other possibilities and grow a little bit more. You know, whatever she's going through and whatever he's going through, I have a feeling that it may come around again, but it's not going to be, like you say, immediately.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have someone else on hold here. They've been on hold about 20 minutes, too. Boy, I tell you, these people have been patient.
All right.
Hello, you're on the air. Are you there? Hello?
Hi, this is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic.
Well, I love to hear that. You sound like a real positive person. When's your birthday?
April 8th, 1957.
And what time were you born?
6:25 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
Troy.
Michigan?
Ohio.
Oh, Ohio. All right.
Can you give me the time
again? How's the weather there?
The weather?
Yes.
Oh, it's not bad now. I think it's about 50.
All right. Sounds great.
Yeah, I'm 60 here in Roanoke, Virginia. Could you tell me your time again, Sandy? Can you tell me your time of birth again? All right. I knew I had it wrong. Okay. P.M., right?
Yes.
Dinner time. Now, are you still living in that area?
Yes, I am.
Now, do you have a special question for me and Jacqueline tonight?
Love life.
Ah, love. New Year's Eve, we're all thinking of the champagne toast.
Yes.
Wow. Is there someone in your life right now?
Not really. I've got a couple guy friends, but no one real special right there.
Wow, you got to be close.
Yeah, you saw that as well as I did, didn't you, after
that? Got Jupiter on the vertex. Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
She's
You're right there.
I think she needs Saturn to get just a little teeny bit closer to the opposition to Jupiter in the vertex, and then it's going to manifest. The guy's just going to come out of the blue.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
You're going to get a gentleman coming into you, a person who is really negotiable, kind of person that, you know, easygoing, doesn't mind discussing the issue, probably tenured in their career. You got something good going down here very soon.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
This is your year, hon. Definitely your year for this.
The beautiful thing is that you're going to be allowed, okay, to be protective of your interest. You know, in other words, this person's going to expect that you're going to want to know where he is.
Yeah.
Wow. He's not going to fault you for that.
That will be different. That will be nice.
He'll say, "Don't worry, I'll be back at such and such an hour." Or, "Yes, I will call you as soon as you get out." You know what I mean? I think this person knows how to do that without it being a problem.
Oh my gosh, that will be so different.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you like to travel?
And for you, it is really different. I will say this about the circumstances: is that this is really a cosmic thing. It's drawn in by the water, and you have little water in your chart. So this guy is really intuitive, and he brings a whole different perspective to you, which is great. I think you're really going to like this a lot, but I don't think that you're going to expect it to be what you think it is. So be surprised.
Oh, wow. All right.
Do you travel? Do you travel much, Sandy?
I don't, but I would love to.
Okay. Well, the only thing I want to say is I do think that this person is probably bilingual. And I don't think you've ever been to where his ancestors come from. And you probably don't know too much about it. So that's an interesting way to start a conversation.
Oh, yeah. That would be fantastic.
Yep. Now, do you go to school?
No. Uh-uh.
So you have a feeling that this person is maybe involved in some kind of education or training with other people.
Okay.
But that's the energy that I get. So, again, you're dealing with somebody who knows how to interact, how to be one-on-one, and also how to look at something even with a group, okay, that kind of personality. So I think you're just going to be really happy. Now, have you met someone that you kind of like liked and then you kind of disappeared for a while?
Yes. He asked me out. We came to my house, watched TV, and then because of the holidays and stuff, he just hasn't came around. But he said he'd like to come around after all the holidays, after all the hustle and bustle of stuff, and along with his work, that we would get together right after the holidays.
I think that could be very interesting for you.
Okay. His name is Don.
Is he pretty spontaneous?
Yes. His birthday is June 3rd.
Oh, see, now you're Mars and Gemini on your birth chart. So that makes total sense.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
As soon as she said that, I cracked up. Do you know where the time he was born or the city he was born in?
No, I don't. But see, the thing, the funny part was, is that I liked a guy named Dan, and he was born June 3rd. A year ahead of me, and then Don is June 3rd, a year younger than me.
Okay. I'm not surprised at that with who you are. You draw in, and that's you don't understand that part of you, but you do. You with Neptune in the first house, you draw in cosmically these relationships. Okay, and Gemini isn't a bad thing for you. Okay, I like Gemini. So. Here again, I think that you don't realize the power that you have because Neptune is really the illusionist, and the person who's utilizing it usually doesn't. It can put rose-colored glasses on you where you're not looking at the reality of truly that ability that you have. And since it is in your first house, other people can probably see it, but you probably don't. Okay. And here again, I think you are. It's like you're hitting the right target, but you're not hitting the bullseye.
There you go. Doesn't mean you have to end up with somebody that has a Gemini sun, but if they have a Gemini moon or a Gemini ascendant, or even if they're a Taurus with a couple of their personality planets in Gemini, you like to have the ability to communicate with your partner.
Oh, yeah.
And that's very important for you. And, you know, this person's sun sits right on your Mars. okay? So what they can do is they can illuminate your drive. They can illuminate your thinking process. You can find yourself verbalizing with them better than most because of this, too, which is a wonderful thing to have, whether it's a friendship or a romantic relationship. So I would not discard this person at all. As a matter of fact, I would entertain them when they get in touch with you again. I think it would be really good for you.
Oh, fantastic. Sounds great.
Maybe it's a warm-up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's good to get warmed up. You know, sometimes if you've been out of the relationship loop for a while, it's kind of time to get back in the groove.
Yeah, I've been out for quite a while, so and I'm ready.
I'm ready. Well, this is great to hear.
Well, you've picked a good time to get ready for it, because it's coming at you.
All right. Well, thank you so much. You made my day. You too. Have a great one.
You too. All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. Incredible. A lot of it's about love tonight, huh, Jacqueline?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a new year. People are looking at new ideas and new relationships and different thought patterns a little differently after this Mercury retrograde, so.
Yeah, it was a little bit, shall we say, heavy.
Yeah, that was a tense one. I'll say that about it. Glad it's over with. Again, I'm glad 2011 is over with.
Me too. Oh, we have another caller here. Are you ready?
Yes.
I guess we're getting a good warm-up tonight, aren't we?
That's great.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Keep going.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Great. What can we do for you tonight?
I was wanting to know what's going on in my love life.
All right. And what's
your name is?
I'm in Roanoke, Virginia.
Okay.
But I was born in Alton, Illinois. This is Danielle.
Okay.
And your birthday?
6/13/81.
And what time were you born?
9:30 a.m.
And what city were you born in?
Alton, Illinois.
Alton? A-L-T-O-N?
Yes.
Part of Ohio is that?
No, Alton, Illinois.
Oh, Illinois. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but she's in Roanoke now. Danielle, it's so nice to talk to you. Are you looking forward to a nice New Year's Eve tonight?
Oh, I don't know. Me and Randy hanging out.
Yeah? Okay.
What city were you in on your birthday this year?
What was that?
What city were you in on your birthday, your last birthday that you had?
I believe Asheville, North Carolina.
How fun. Asheville's a pretty spiritual place, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and let Jacqueline talk to you first because you've talked to me, not that recently, but I think it's good to get an insight from Jacqueline. She's just so marvelous.
I haven't finished with this. Asheville, North Carolina is where you said. I can't find where you're at. Can you spell the city for me?
Asheville, A-S-H-E.
The
I-L-O-E. Yeah. There you go. Now, then I can find it. I didn't put the E in. Okay, let's see where you're at. Interesting. Okay. As far as love is concerned, I think there, you know, you're having some people from the past or people that are more comfortable or friendly with you than the love relationship than you're looking for at this time. So I strongly suggest that the ones that are coming at you at this point in time, you look at your personal values and beliefs and see if that's really what you want or if you want to settle, okay? I think your love life is opening up in some senses, but I don't think you're ready to make that commitment. You're a very sensitive creature. You know, you have that Venus in Cancer, and it's in your seventh house of one-to-one relationships, and you just want to nurture your relationships. I think that you need to nurture yourself first, is my point. And I think at this point in time, I think it's better for you to look at what you truly want. Okay, then settle for something less than what I'd like to be with.
Right. Well, one of the things that we haven't talked about before, I don't think, Danielle, or at least not recently, is what I want to do is I want to take a look at your solar return. I know Jacqueline's probably already pulled it up on screen.
Mm-hmm.
And to maybe help to illuminate the situation a little bit better. Okay. Let me just go back. Access.
Well, see, in here, that's what I was looking at as part of it is that you have a Mars opposition to your in your solar return to your Moon in Sagittarius in the seventh house from first to seventh. Okay, and in that, it, again, here it's making you look into your personal values and beliefs and love yourself a lot more. It gives you the opportunity to believe that you can find the right relationship and have more faith in yourself. But again, here with it being in opposition to Mars, it's telling you that you really have to balance out your personal values and beliefs of what you truly want before the universe is going to give you the right relationship. That's like I said, there's old relationships from the past or old feelings from the past. The South Node is in your fifth house of romance and dating, and it's drawing old issues from old relationships back to you. And it's really saying, do you really want this, or do you want to really stand your ground and be who you are and get the right relationship? Because naturally, with Scorpio on the rising and the solar return, the only way you're going to get the right relationship this year is you're going to draw them in.
Right?
The big issue here is you have to ask yourself, how healthy is this relationship that you're in?
Right.
And right now, you have a major yod formation, which is the finger of God, pointing towards your seventh house of relationships. So whatever the two personalities are, what you are, what he is, okay, the most important thing you're addressing, believe it or not, is not individualized. It is a lesson that each of you needs to learn in different ways, okay?
Right.
You both come together to learn some things about what can be healed, what can't be healed, okay? And again, as Jacqueline pointed out, to be able to stand your ground. So you're a very nurturing person, and you're a great
absolutely
friend.
Too nurturing,
wonderful communicator.
Too kind.
Yep, wonderful communicator. You do have enough energy, okay, in your Roanoke chart. Your vertex and your part of fortune are both in Capricorn. So if you decide to stand your ground, okay, and put your shield on, okay, and pose with your sword, you can defend yourself very effectively, okay? But sometimes people see your kindness as weakness, which is really wrong. You're not
absolutely
a weak person.
Absolutely.
You're not a weak person. You're a very honest person. And probably you won't let him get away with anything is basically what it's looking like in the chart today. And
right.
So because of that, unfortunately, you're in a situation where you have feelings. You're trying not to destroy the relationship, but you want to bump it up where you can bring out the best in him and he can bring out the best in you. So it's just, as Jacqueline pointed out, it's this big tug-of-war thing that's going on right now.
Yeah, you can't
fix it. There were a lot of planets retrograde earlier. They're all direct now, okay? Now, Mars being in Virgo for longer than normal, we talked about this last time we sat together, honey, and that is, again, it's a perfecting intelligence, but there can be a lot of criticism. There can be a lot of the blame game in the relationship, okay? And so you have to be very careful because you don't want to put yourself in a situation where you get wounded and you can't be repaired, okay, by some of the issues that may be coming up. Because the relationship right now wants to be healthy, but it seems like it goes through phases where it seems like it's getting better, and then all of a sudden it seems to deteriorate again. So you're seeing this wobble effect that's going on, okay, and still strong for another few days. okay?
Okay.
If you need me, call me.
Okay, I will. Thanks.
All right. Love you, girl. Happy New
Year.
Good
luck. Love you, too. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, intense relationships sometimes have their drawbacks.
Absolutely. And
yes.
Here again, this is a challenging relationship and for her, and I really have to say she needs to think more about herself a little bit more.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Well, we have another caller.
All right.
All right.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Lanice.
Lanice, that's an unusual name.
Wow.
How pretty. How are you doing on this New Year's Eve?
I'm doing wonderful.
I love to hear that part.
Yes, I'm doing cleansing and releasing. My birthday is July 5th, 1963. July 5th, 1963.
What time were you born?
9:56 a.m.
And what city were you born in?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis. And do you still live there now?
I do.
Wow. A native. How unusual.
Oh, look at this.
Do you have a particular question for us tonight?
Yes, I'm looking to see if there anyone on the horizon for me to have a partnership, love and relationship, long-term commitment type of thing.
Ha-ha. Absolutely, you have Uranus transiting through your seventh house of one-to-one relationships at this time. So it's a sudden change. It's a very sudden situation. I would not be surprised.
Seems like you have some unfinished business, though, with somebody from your past, Denise.
I think I just had a completion with my ex.
Yeah.
We haven't had contact in a long time, and suddenly I had this vision that he was married to a woman with a little boy, and that was confirmed. I saw people who saw him out. I talked to someone who saw him out in public with a little boy. And then just Friday night, I saw his brother at a party, and it says, bam, he's married. Not in love with him or even thinking about being with him, but that dream came up, and it was confirmed. So I took that as a completion.
Good.
That's a great thing at this point in time.
I think that you're going to grow a lot because of that relationship in your next relationship. You know, it's almost like unavoidable. There's always a bit of carryover and a part of realization, even if the person that you meet suddenly, as Jacqueline suggested, is a completely different person. All the things you learned in the relationship from your past are probably going to stand by you now more as food for your growth, okay, than starvation for your desire, which is what it turned out to be in the past. But I think that right now, the thing that you need to do is you need to be open to be a little bit more spontaneous.
Okay.
Because Uranus is the planet of surprises. It rules things like lightning bolts and hurricanes and falling in love and all the things we have no control over. And because it is transiting your seventh house and it's going to be moving into square with your Mercury or your communication planet soon, my feeling is that you're going to have an opportunity to be with someone who may be freer than you're used to being yourself, okay, that is more spontaneous, is not necessarily fettered by the past. And I think that it's going to be a little bit of an adjustment for you. Because with both your Sun and your Mercury in Cancer, you want a little level of security, okay? Not that you can't be childlike and playful. That's probably your forte. But in this situation, I think that this person is going to open you up to just be, in a way. And and to feel secure, more secure within yourself, because they're independent but still loyal, is the energy that I'm getting.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's absolutely. Right on.
Okay, what do you think about a Gemini born May 30th? I ran into someone, and it was like a lightning bolt. But now
what
I
year?
Don't know.
What year?
1958. May 30th, 1958.
And do you know where they were born?
In Memphis. Don't know the birth time.
Well, we can still look at the planetary energies for you.
Okay.
Sometimes that gives you a good little marker to take a look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, I'd like it so much if he was born late in the day. I'd love to see his moon on her Neptune. That would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be great. You definitely felt the connection. There's no question about that, the connection.
Got a grand
here.
Trine water here. Okay, so there's a natural flow of the energy, intimacy, intuition, and healing power. And, you know, it's interesting because your Mars are technically in opposition, which usually keeps the attraction going for long periods of time. It's a little bit of a wide orb, but I can still see the energy.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I happen to like that a great deal
in
relationships. Just to let you know, that's a beautiful aspect, because the two of you end up balancing each other out. You come from two different avenues, even though you're coming through the same way. And so it really, again, the spontaneity shows all over this. And here again, it's different ways of doing things, but really being in the right space with each other.
And even though he's a Gemini sun, his Mercury is in Taurus, which just means that he's quite practical for a Gemini. A lot of Geminis are more in the head, and they're a little bit more intellectualized things and such. But he's got that Taurus Mercury, which is a good stabilizer, and it complements all that Virgo stuff you have on your ascendant. So you could have some incredible conversations, some great laughter here, even about practical things, you know, like walking through Home Depot or something. I mean, there's like a nice energy available in this one.
When you were talking about Venus, I thought about him.
And his Venus is an exact trine to your moon, which just indicates there's an emotional rapport that can be more philosophical than critical or somber. So there's a nice energy available there, too. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. And I think you just need to keep that line of communication open when he says something. Ask more, because you sometimes come to an assumption because of the feeling that's behind it, not the actual words. And ask him, you know, more of what did you mean by that or whatever, because a lot of times his frustration comes out of, in the tone of his voice, comes out of something else. He's thinking about something else. And it comes off a little rough. That Taurus can be a little hard. And you take it more sensitively. So remember that he doesn't. The tone is not always correct in what he's trying to express to you.
I've noticed that. It's like you say.
A little bit of a bark.
just relax with that and take a step back and go, well, what did you mean by that? Or why did you say that? Or how did you come to that conclusion? You know, things like that. And you'll get a better idea of where he's at.
Well, he seems so... I'm just not talking to him right now. He seems scattered and he's just all over the place.
Well, Mercury's out of its shadow now, okay? So I feel that maybe now's the time. Mercury is retrograde, so that's probably why he has some difficulties communicating over the last 6 weeks. But I think that's about to go through another shift and change with Mercury. So it's pretty much out of its shadow tomorrow. So because of that, whatever has been making – this has been a very tough Mercury retrograde, and it probably affected him very deeply because it rules his sun in Gemini, the Gemini constellation. So it probably affected him a lot. But now it's kind of moving on and moving out, and it can be a more optimistic approach you're going to see over the next week. Okay. So investigate it. Sounds worth investigating to me.
But be open. And I'm going to say, I'm going to say be open to any possibility at this point in time. Allow the universe to guide your love life. But know and don't doubt, because you pick on yourself a great deal. Okay, don't doubt that this isn't your time for a good relationship to come to you. Know that there is one out there, and it is the time for you to really, you know, believe in that and let it come to you.
Yeah, I'm really feeling that very strongly. Because I haven't had a relationship in so long, and I just feel like now is the time.
Absolutely. Well, you have a happy new year. We're glad you called in tonight.
Okay. Happy new year to you, too.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Relationships. It's all about relationships tonight.
Have another caller.
All right. Love in the new year. Love in the new year. Don't you love it? You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi there. How you doing?
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Great. Great. What's your name?
My name is Pamela.
Hi, Pamela. We're happy you called in tonight. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm going to keep on with the theme. Can you tell me if she loves my chart?
All right.
What's your
Dad?
Birthday?
June 4th, 71.
And do you know what time you were born?
3:50 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
Lafayette, Louisiana.
Ooh. Do you still live there?
Yes. All my life.
All your life. Well, that's a good thing. Probably have some good
for now.
For now.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Geminis get bored easily.
Oh, yes. Yes, ma'am.
It's your worst enemy. Wow.
With a little Libra moon on top of it, of course you'd be asking about one-to-one relationships. Are you involved in a relationship now?
I have a friend. We're very, very close, but I don't know. It seems like my spirit just wants me to just take it slow with him. You know, it's nothing serious. I mean, we're friends, and I have for some strange reason, just within the last 6 months, a lot of exes have been popped up from the past, and they've been coming at me like 100 miles an hour, and I'm like, I can't do this. I don't go backwards, I go forward. So
exactly. When you're done,
well,
you're done.
One thing I see is that your answer is not in the past, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of this has to do with the fact this person that's your friend, I think this person's going to be your friend for life, but I don't see the wowie-zowie as far as the passion with him.
Okay.
And I think that that's okay, because I think it's a really valuable relationship. It's a wonderful relationship. It's like he's family, and that's okay.
Yeah. You want me to give you his, I don't know his time, but you want me to give you his date of birth?
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Okay. August 5th, 1975. He's been raised here, but he was born in Guyana, South America.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of strength in this relationship, that's for sure. Does he want more, Pamela?
He wants a lot of everything.
Yep. Well, you know, he's a Leo, so, you know, Leo rules the heart. And, you know, he is a very loving person. And I feel that, again, he wants to give you the love that you desire, from what I'm seeing.
Okay.
And also, I feel that he's always excited about being with you. And he's also a good, he's got a lot of stability in terms of the way that he speaks to you, the way he respects you. I mean, he's got husband written all over him.
I know.
Well, you see, Jacqueline.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say husband. I tend to not put it in a mate situation here. You know, I see his desire to be perfect for you and be the right thing for you. Again, I agree with her. I don't see the pizzazz I'd like to see, okay, in this relationship. I think there's a great endearing love. You know, I think between the two of you, you have this very strong friendship. But I think he's too stable for you. I think he's too boring for you. I think you need somebody who is a little bit more colorful than what he is.
Okay.
You teach him how one-to-one relationships work.
I'm doing what?
You teach him how one-to-one relationships work.
Okay.
But you're going to get lucky, that's the good news, because Jupiter is transiting your seventh house. The planet of good fortune and abundance. And usually it brings in many possibilities. But it's not retrograde anymore. See, it went direct the day after Christmas. That's why I don't see you going back to someone. Or I don't even see you redefining someone in this cycle of time. I think you may redefine your relationships as you move into a serious one with the males that are friends in your life. I see you doing that in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
But I really think this is the time you could really get lucky, because Jupiter's only in Taurus every 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically in your seventh house where you could meet someone on a one-on-one situation, and then Jupiter's going to move across Venus, your love planet, Mercury, your communicator, and Saturn, your planet of commitment, all between now and July. So this could be a direct time where you could really meet someone who really vibrates to your frequency, where you do feel the strong physical attraction, but there's also elements of laughter and elements of appreciating each day, okay? And that's what I think that you need to do. You automatically have to have your mind refreshed all the time. You're better when you're busy.
Yes.
And you're stable besides, but you really need to be stimulated mentally, okay, and physically. You can't do either or. You have to have both.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yep.
Okay.
So I'd be out there having some fun and meeting some people.
Yes.
I would if I were you. This is a great time for that.
Okay. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. Happy New Year.
Bye-bye. You too.
Happy New Year.
Thank you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. It's all about love tonight. It's all about love. Well, let's see. We have another caller here. It's on hold for a while.
All right.
All right.
You're on the air.
Hi, is that me?
Yes, how are you?
Good. My name is Hugh. I'm calling from Virginia. My birthday is September 22nd, 1944. I was born in Manhattan, New York City. And I had a question about a relationship.
Do you know what,
I'm sorry?
Do you know what time you were born?
No, unfortunately, I don't.
Okay.
Okay, and the relationship?
Yes, I had a question about a person I never met, but was a beautiful spiritual teacher, and the relationship eventually turned toxic because she started projecting garbage onto my truth, which I wouldn't allow. I have her birth date. It's November 30th, 1953, and she was born in the Bronx, New York. I don't know the time. I'm just wondering if she realizes or has any remorse for the way she acted, actually.
Okay. Take a look at that. Now, how long has the relationship been gone?
It's funny because there's so much synchronicity, too. I last spoke with her on August 12th on the telephone, and that was the day my grandson was born. And then my grandson came to visit me for Thanksgiving, and we went out to a restaurant, and the waitress introduced herself, and she had the first name was the initial of this woman's name, and her last name had same name, so it was unbelievable.
Right. Wow.
And I've been sending light and love. I did. She had a very difficult Christmas, a lonely Christmas last year, so I wanted to make sure I was there for her through the Christmas holiday, even though she cut communications. I sent her some notes and what have you. And I'm moving on, but I'm open to helping her. I think there's some mental things that she's going through, and I still would always be there for her, but I would have to be careful in the future and how, you know, if she kind of manipulate me, what she was attempting to do.
Okay. You do have quite a few planetary conjunctions together, okay? So there's a natural sense of cohesion here. And because you're already, you know, demonstrating a lot of your own psychic talent, you're very aware of where you're at with your gifts as well. I set you both up at dawn just because we don't have a time on either one of you to just take a look. And this might not be exact, but what I'm seeing is her Venus, her love planet sits on your moon, okay? So there's a natural, and they're both in Scorpio. So there is a natural psychic tie here that is born of love.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And then her moon at dawn was right on top of your sun sign, okay? So again, when you see the lights lining up like that, a lot of times you become a reflection of each other. And that can be good or bad.
That's exactly right. We mirror each other unbelievably.
Yeah. And that can be good or bad, because what happens is if you have unresolved issues, you can reflect it off her, and she can do the exact same thing. And some of it's even subconscious. It's not even really intentional, but it does play out that way energetically. I know you understand what I'm talking about because that's your background.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Your Mars are conjunct. Her Mars is 17 degrees of Libra. Your Mars is 15 degrees of Libra. So neither one of you really want to fight. So what you try and do is you try to lead the other person down the path of where you want them to go. Okay? And if they don't follow, that's when problems ensue. Correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you see, Jacqueline?
I think you're 100% on the mark with this. But one thing I do want to point out is her Neptune is directly on your Venus. Okay? So a lot of times there's an illusion or a veil between that love that you're not seeing from each other. Okay? And I think that the two of you really need to remember that she's a Sagittarius sun. She's an independent individual. Okay?
Right. She's going to give her that.
Even though you have that duality again, which is harmonious, okay, with the sun in Virgo and the Mercury in Virgo and the Jupiter in Virgo, you have that duality to you. You still always stay connected intuitively, okay? And she disconnects and reconnects, and it's very frustrating for you. And you don't have to tune in verbally, is what I'm trying to say, but you have to tune in intuitively. The two of you have to have, for this to work, a separate life away from each other and your own private life together. The two cannot balance as well as what you'd like together because of the mirror images.
I see.
Okay, so here again, it's a whole different nonverbal, intuitive way of working with this relationship that I feel will be the best way of working with it. Okay, try not to analyze it; try to feel it.
Yes, you're very accurate because sometimes she said she's just holding a place of unconditional love in her heart for the world. That's why I felt like
absolutely
a connection because my wife taught me unconditional love. She was an earth angel to me for 35 and a half years. So I wanted to help her bring in the divine feminine for the age of Aquarius, but the communications just got too choppy, and she had three marriages, and when I first came into contact with her, she was having an affair with somebody 20 years younger that was breaking up, and I told her even if I never met her, I would still love to work with her. If I could heal her relationship, I would. So that's very accurate what she was saying. But I'm
when she loves for life. Okay, she's not a dating kind of girl. She's a one-to-one relationship kind of girl, and has that deep Venus. You stay way too much in your head. Okay, with that Mercury in Virgo, you're way too much in your head.
Well, that's what's confusing, because she initially said she called me into her life.
She could have easily, and you could have easily called her into yours. Both of you two have a very cosmic you know, connection here. I mean, geez, this is an intense connection between the two of you. I think both of you two have some fear factors here and really need to let it flow instead of trying to make, categorize it or make physical sense of it.
Yes, that's
just feel it and let it be. And you do fine with that. Assume the sale. Assume the love because it's there.
Right.
Right.
It's never going to go away. I guarantee you. I know the Venus and Scorpio very well.
We're out of time now. We're so glad you called tonight. Have a happy
New
Year.
Thanks very much, and God bless everybody. Happy New Year. It was very interesting and accurate. Thank you.
And you can get a hold of Jacqueline or myself, Aphrodite, through Blog Talk Radio. And it's very easy to leave us a message on there. Jack, would you like to give people your contact information?
You can call me at 772-286-2720.
And you can call me at 540-400-0110. And we'll be keeping you posted on our next episode. Have a happy New Year.
Bye. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.